Harbor Church, we are a family of God, bound together to glorify and enjoy Him forever. This podcast series is a safe way to answer the questions that you, our community, has concerning the Bible, its tenets, and any other theological questions or concerns that you have come across as you join Harbor in our mission here in Mooresville and dig deeper into God's message, study His mission here on earth, or ponder your place in His wonderful plan. Thank you for dropping your anchor with HarborCast as we look forward to bringing light to these questions, big and small.
Welcome to HarborCast, the official podcast of Harbor Church PCA in Mooresville, North Carolina. And I'm thrilled to be here with Diane Quijano, one of our members. And she has been, up until recently, the coordinator for Care Portal for our church. And so we're going to be highlighting that ministry today. And I'm going to be asking you, Diane, basically, what's so great about Care Portal? So maybe if you could just start off with telling us a little bit about what in the world is Care Portal.
Well, Care Portal, actually, the name Care Portal refers to a platform, a technology platform that's out there on the web that was created by, I believe, a group called Global Orphan Group.
Yes. Yeah.
And this platform allows, in our particular county, Iredell County, it allows the Department of Social Services out of Statesville to input needs for various families that they're serving into the portal, and that goes out to participating churches, and we are one of those churches. And some of the other churches actually call their ministry maybe by something else, like Helping Hands or whatever. Mm-hmm. We've just chosen to call our ministry after Care Portal.
Yeah.
And so we can go on to the Care Portal when we get notice that there's a need that Department of Social Services has identified and vetted with various families within the county, and we can look at what certain needs are and actually respond to those, and we get to then interact with the family when we bring those particular needs to the family. So it's a really interesting program that was developed and interactive between organizations, and there's a lot of other things that go into it, but that's kind of the basic thing.
Yeah, neat. So what kind of situation would arise that would get us, what kind of situation would arise that would involve Care Portal? Like, what would be happening on the ground with a particular family, typically?
Well, I can't speak to how families get hooked up with Department of Social Services. But once they do, whether they're referred or they call, a caseworker is assigned to a family. If they are trying to help a family stay together without having to take children out of the home and put them into foster care, or if they feel that children have to get out of the home and be placed hopefully with maybe another family member, sometimes it does have to go to the point where they're taken out and placed in a foster care home. Certain needs arise to be able to help support either the biological family, the extended family, or a foster family to support that child. So a caseworker might find out if they go into a home and they see that there's three children and they're all sharing one bed. Then they want to be able to provide each child with a bed. So they put out a request and enter that into the care portal, and the church then becomes aware that we need to get beds, bedding, and so forth. It could be a situation of clothes, just various other things that are needed to help stabilize that family, support that family, or in the case of if it is an extended family member taking over, like maybe a grandmother says, I'm willing to take these children and help,
right,
but I don't have anything to get started with. Dresser for the kids' clothes,
right.
A bed.
Right.
And so in that way, we can help provide what's necessary so that we try to maintain some cohesion in this family.
Yeah, I remember when we first got started with all this and talking with some of the coordinators, I was rather shocked to hear that sometimes just not having a bed could take somebody out of their biological family and place them into the system. And so something as simple as bedding and sheets or clothes mm-hmm. can make an enormous difference in keeping a kid out of the system.
For sure. For sure.
Yeah. So what got you involved in all this?
Well, about 2.5 years ago, it might have been, I decided to join the outreach committee. Mm-hmm. And the outreach committee of our church was already in discussion about this care portal program and had already met with some of the, area directors and so forth. So in my first meeting, when they were talking about that, I just thought it was a great idea that we had a way of being able to help people in the community with the support of Department of Social Services. Having worked with other churches, in outreach where I've lived before, you know, a lot of times you would get people calling the church and asking for things mm-hmm. and you want to help, but you're like,
I get that all the time.
Yes.
Yeah.
You know, is this, you know, how do we know they really need this and so forth? And so I like the whole idea of the fact that through Care Portal, the Department of Social Services in our county has vetted these needs and then. You know, we're just helping them to meet that need, which as a church, we want to do that to show the love of Christ within our community. So they were looking for, at that point, someone to kind of head up this ministry within the outreach team. And I was new and I was interested. And
we got you hooked.
And at the time, I had plenty of extra time to do that. Right. And so I said, I'd be glad to do that.
Yeah.
Not knowing what it was going to entail, but I said, I'll do it.
Yeah. Well, and I think you're spot on. Something that's so difficult, especially for a smaller church like us, we don't have professionals who are used to vetting these sorts of things. And a lot of times, you really need to know very intimately about a family in order to really know are they really need, what do they actually need versus what they want. I know that I've been involved in other Mercy Ministry situations where I won't name like organizations, but during Christmas the kids are asking for PlayStations versus what they really need was clothes, that sort of thing. Or how do you even really know what they really needed?
Yes.
So I think you're spot on with that. Could you talk a little bit about, because I think that one of the things that we talked about as an outreach team was the spiritual component. So how is it that that we as in our involvement through Care Portal, how can we reach out not just with physical stuff, but how are we able uniquely to reach out with the gospel and prayer?
One of the things about Care Portal is that we're not given any prohibitions about what we can and can't do when we come to the family. So we're able to, when we meet face-to-face with the family and dropping off the items that they need, we can ask if we can pray for them. We can interact. We can invite them to our church. Mm-hmm. We usually take our items. We usually take a brochure from our church so we can leave that with them. If we are going up to Statesville where we're not really close, we know there's another participating church in Care Portal up in the Statesville Avenue. We can let them know about that particular church. So it gives us an opportunity to really connect on a personal level. And most people in the deliveries that I have made have been very open to having somebody pray for them with them. And that's been wonderful. So, it's planting a seed, maybe,
right.
At least encouraging them, letting them know that the church, the local church, is aware that they're there, that they have needs and is willing to help.
Yeah. And I think that's what really attracted me to the Care Portal was just that freedom that we have at a church to not only care for somebody physically, but also to be able to pray with them. Mm-hmm. I think that's entirely unique in a lot of Mercy Ministry. A lot of times it's you're raising funds or collecting supplies to give out to nameless faces. And here you actually get to interact on a one-to-one level with somebody. It's a really neat situation.
Yeah, it has been.
You want to share, maybe give for people who are listening in, just a picture of maybe a highlight that you've had of delivering things or interacting with a family.
There is a family that another lady from our church, Jenny, and I delivered clothing to. And it was a grandmother taking in three boys. She didn't have any clothes really to provide for these kids. And she wanted clothes that were newer. And we did provide brand new clothes, but these kids had been bullied at school and teased about their clothes. And so they were getting ready to start a new school year.
Yeah.
So we brought over all sorts of clothes for the three boys. And I think that was one of the longest interactions that Jenny and I had in all our interactions with people. We were there for a couple hours, talking with the grandmother. And we actually prayed with the whole family. She invited, she made sure all the boys came out when we had a time of prayer. But what was so neat was to see them so excited about these clothes. The littlest one tried on everything. the oldest boy, who was, I think, going into high school, he immediately went and put everything in his dresser. And then the grandmother made him bring everything out because she says, I got to wash everything up. but in that particular case, besides getting to pray with the whole family, was just seeing how the grandmother was so encouraged because she was overwhelmed.
Right.
And I think just knowing that she could reach out, and the fact that she had reached out for help was amazing.
Yeah. Oh, that's really neat. Well, especially as a dad of three boys too. I could definitely see that. Yeah, and I think that it's so valuable to be able to give our church family the opportunity to have those sorts of interactions. I think that's one of the things that I've wanted to encourage more people to do is go on those delivery trips, because that's where you really get to interact with people.
Exactly.
You get to do the ministry. And it's a little bit like a tiny little mission trip.
Yes. That's a good way to put it.
Yeah. We'll market that way. Yeah.
Yeah. And what's nice is that we have, there have been times when I've gone out on my own, if I know the area, and just because I've been doing it, I feel comfortable doing that. But anybody that has offered to make deliveries, we always make sure that we go out in twos. I think is more comfortable for people,
right,
especially if you've never done it before. And there's always, we want to be safe.
Yeah, good policy.
But it also helps, I think, not knowing what you're going to step into. It just helps to have two people kind of assessing the situation, being able to strike up a conversation. So that's really helpful. So if anybody's interested in doing that, just know that you're not going to be sent out on your own.
Right, right, right. Good luck.
Yeah.
Yeah. I took a grab of some of the things we've done recently, and there's a lot of baby formula, bed in a bag for boys, for girls, Pampers, right? So lots of diapers and things like that. We've kind of built a niche out for bedding, I think, is what we've done most recently.
Yes,
right?
And the way that came about, because we can get, there are big things that are usually out there on the care portal, like bed frames, and we don't have the capacity to transport that or the money to buy those types of things. And that's just not something that everybody's donating, I've got an extra bed.
Regularly, yeah.
But our very first care portal response was to deliver a refrigerator. And somebody in the church said that they had a refrigerator that they could donate. And I was like, okay, how do I get a refrigerator? I can't put that in my car.
Right.
So we realized that we did not have that capacity. That was a major undertaking to get this refrigerator picked up and delivered to the family. By God's grace and a lot of willing people, we were able to do that. But as we continue to to look at the requests that came in. We thought what we can do, it's easy for us to transport and store, was bedding. Other churches in our area that participate seem to have the means to provide the actual beds and mattresses. So it seemed like that was a good spot for us to land on. But we've done other smaller things like pack and plays and microwaves, things like that. Mm-hmm. But the bedding, I think, is our specialty.
Yeah, that's right. Well, that's cool. So maybe could you give folks just maybe an overview of how they can get involved? So start with like the most involved and go to the least amount of involvement.
Okay, so most involved would be being part of the team to actually deliver. Mm-hmm. Like I said, we usually try to go out in pairs, so you're never going out alone. Because getting the material to the family and interacting with the family is a big part of Care mm-hmm. Portal. Other ways to be involved is to donate. Like maybe you're going through your things and you've got a good set of sheets. We're always looking for things that are in good condition.
Right, right.
We don't want to hand off things that you wouldn't want to give to a family member. Right. You know, like to think of like regifting, you know, mm-hmm. You want to be careful about that. And there are some particular things that need to be new. Pillows always have to be new.
Right.
But, or you know, you're in the store and you say, hey, they're having a great sale on pillows. I'll you know get a couple and donate them to Care Portal.
Those who have the spiritual gift of shopping.
Yes,
right?
Yes. The spirit. Yeah, there's some people that can always find the sale. Yeah. They find the good deals.
Right.
The other thing is we do have our church has a given the Care Portal team a budget, mm-hmm. And we do use that to build up our inventory. But other people will give money, and when that comes in through the church office, we're notified that you know $25 came in, and I'll add that to our budget. And then we have done every once in a while, just like our other quarterly missions. Sometimes we collect things for Care Portal, and people have given that way. I think one of the biggest ways to just be a part of Care Portal. If you're on the response team and you say, well, I don't have time to deliver, I don't really have the resources, you know, to mm-hmm. contribute money or things, prayer is really something that anyone can do. Everyone should be able to do. And so you get a notice of, you know, particular need for the family, just to stop and pray for that family. You can pray that, you know, that all the needs are met, because mm-hmm. sometimes we're just meeting a part of it and other churches are coming in to meet those needs and praying for the family and for their spiritual well-being.
Yeah. No, that's absolutely great. And I think too, you know, every week during the offering, we put a slide up that mentions Care Portal and some ways to get involved. And I think if nothing else, if you're listening to this, I think maybe take that opportunity to take a 5-second prayer in your head for Care Portal and those deliveries, because mm-hmm. We can deliver, we can say all the right things, but God has to move.
Exactly.
And we're also looking for a coordinator or coordinators, plural, for Care Portal, as you've had to move on for other family responsibilities.
Yes.
Yeah. So any tips on what that might look like?
A lot of the Care Portal stuff, if you're good on the computer, you don't have to be excellent on the computer, but not afraid of getting on and signing on to a particular program, but they have designed this so well that a notice just pops up in your email when Department of Social Services has put something on the Care Portal. Mm-hmm. And I think that the coordinator doesn't have to be doing it all. Mm-hmm. It's if we can get, you know, people that are willing to you know, do the deliveries and so forth. It's a matter of coordinating people to pick up the stuff, maybe from our inventory room, or if we need to buy a particular thing, you know, giving them the ability to go out and get reimbursed for something that we might need.
Yeah.
So it's more of coordination and plugging people in together and making maybe a few phone calls.
Not too bad.
Not too bad. Yeah. No.
Well, one of the things we like to do at the end of this podcast is to pray. So let's pray together. Lord God, I thank you for Care Portal. Thank you for Diane and all those who are serving in delivery and gathering supplies and just praying. Lord, we pray for this ministry, this outreach. We pray for families to be healed. We also especially pray for souls to be healed, Lord, for people to come and to know the joy of Christ through this ministry. And Lord, I pray that you would please bless this ministry and be with it. And Holy Spirit, pray, please, that you would be with me. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Thank you again for dropping your anchor with HarborCast. Please visit us on the web at harborchurch.org for more information about what we believe, what we do to serve our community, and how you can get involved in our mission here in Mooresville. And finally, follow HarborCast wherever you listen to podcasts. May the Lord continue to equip you to share the good news about Jesus.